Hey, I'm Jennifer Hurwitz, and welcome to Doing Relationships Right. Raw, authentic, and insightful, this podcast is a no-bullshit look at all things relationships. The good, the not-so-good, and the what-the-hell-was-that. No worries, I've gotcha, and we'll figure it all out together without taking ourselves too seriously here on Doing Relationships Right. Are you frustrated with online dating? Confused by all the new apps and fancy dating sites? Do you find yourself choosing the wrong person again and again? Well, studies show that hiring a dating coach can maximize your online dating experience. So no worries, I've got you. And I've created a virtual course called Doing Dating Right. It's a 5-video series that you can complete at your own pace in your own space, right at home. How to write your online dating bio, pick that perfect picture, and so much more. Want more info? Go to my website at jenniferhurwitz.com. Again, it's jenniferhurwitz.com. Good morning. Good morning. This is Doing Relationships Right. Doing Relationships Right. There, I said it. And it's a Just Jen episode. It's a Friday micro episode, Just Jen. And today, I'm going to address something that happened on my Instagram feed just the other day. I posted something, 4 signs a guy really, really likes you. It looks like this. And by the way, you guys, why are you all being voyeurs? I have like 100,000 impressions a month, and only 2,000 of those impressions are from followers. It's the weirdest thing. So follow me, you guys. Why are you just looking at my stuff and not following me? It's so weird. Anyway, so 4 signs a guy really, really likes you, I posted, and my 4 signs were really good, I thought they were really, really good. And then I got a couple comments and some pushback from one of my signs that I want to read to you, okay? So number one, my first sign that a guy really likes you, I'm going to read actually from my feed that I posted myself. He will be open and honest about his feelings. Okay, like, yeah, like if he likes you, he's going to be open and honest about his feelings. I said, please give him a safe space to do so. Not a tough one. That's pretty, that was okay. Everyone liked that one. Okay. The next one, he will show up and be consistent as possible in your life. Actions speak louder than words, right? Like he's going to show up. He's going to be consistent. He's going to text back. He's going to ask for plans, like all those like normal things, right? Duh. Okay. The next one was, he will be open to learning and growing as a couple, obviously, because relationships take work. So we know that too. That's an obvious one. And I got no pushback there. Here's where I got the pushback, because I don't think I was making myself clear. He won't leave no matter how hard you try to push him away. He will do everything in his power to make shit work. Okay, think about that. If he really likes you, he won't leave no matter how hard you try to push him away. He will do everything in his power to make shit work. People were very upset about that one. Not all people, but I think people took me a little bit too seriously, like a little bit too literally. I don't mean that if a girl is playing games, like she's pushing you away to see if you really want her. That's an anxious avoidant attachment style, right? When you push someone away just to see if they want you. If they want you, right? So you push them away and you're like, oh my God, you know, I can't do this anymore. This isn't working. I did that a lot. I did that a lot in my past relationships, but now I'm aware that I do that. So I stopped. But I used to do that to my boyfriend. I used to like break up with him just to see if he wanted me. That's bad. Okay. Don't do that, girls. If that's the kind of shit you're pulling, then yeah, guys, don't stick around for that crap. Okay. I mean, but if you really like her, say to her, like, look, are you pushing me away because you're testing me? Is this a test? Are you pushing me away, but you really want me? Like, have a conversation, right? That's kind of what I meant by that. Like, you know, if she's pushing you away because she's like, you know, doesn't know if she trusts you, if she's pushing you away because she has family stuff going on, if she's dealing with like work is too tough on her, or she's stressed out, stick around. Don't jump ship like so quickly. That's what I meant. I meant like guys are so quick to just the minute something gets hard, the minute something gets too tough, they're gone. That's what I meant by that statement. Okay. No matter how hard she pushes, and I'm not saying like people are like, well, I'm not going to stick around I'm not going to play games with some girl that pushes all the time and pushes me away. Of course not. Of course not. You're not going to stick around for that. No, no, you're not, guys. I understand that. But relationships take work. And if you think that they're easy, they're not. So they're not always going to be rainbows and sunshine and unicorns. They're going to be tough sometimes. So if a girl comes to you and she's like, look, you know what? I got to take a break. I can't do this. This is getting too serious, too fast. You know what? Maybe you have a conversation with her. Maybe there's an underlying reason. Maybe some people are disagreeing with me. People maybe are saying, you know what? Fuck her. If she doesn't want me, I'm gone. But maybe she just, you know, really wants the relationship, but it's just, she's stressed out or she's feeling anxious. Okay. So that's what I wanted to address today is that people were like, really, really like, I don't agree with you on number four. It's just not right. Okay. I get it. Okay. I take it back. I don't really take it back because I'm sticking to it. But if you are one of those women, like I used to be, where you feel the need to test your relationship by breaking up with the person, that's a no-no. You should be able to quickly check yourself really quickly and say, am I doing this on purpose? Is this a subconscious reaction to my anxiety about this? Am I secure in this? Now, guess what? If you're not feeling secure in your relationship, that's a two-way street, okay? So at the beginning of my relationship with my boyfriend, I did not feel secure because he didn't make me feel secure, okay? He was not giving me the words that I needed to hear. He was not showing me with his actions. But you know what? We sat down, we had a conversation, and I explained to him, Jim, I am pushing you away because it's the only way that I can tell how you're feeling about me because you don't use your words and I don't feel secure in this relationship, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with explaining that, look, I have an anxious avoidant attachment style, and I need to be honest with you. I cannot be in this relationship if there's not a little, you know, a mutual understanding here, a little, you know, give and take or a little give. If you are with someone who makes you feel, you know, anxious all the time and insecure in your relationship, that's not a relationship for you if you do have an anxious avoidant attachment style. It's not going to work. You have to find someone who understands that. And now Jim does. He understands it completely. He knows that he is consistent. He shows up. He may not say with words all the time because he feels like, you know, listen, if you don't know already, you're crazy. It's been 5 years. But he is here. And I know that he's my person. And I know that if he goes out with the guys or I go on a girl trip, there's nothing. It's all good. Okay. So that's what I'm trying to say here. Okay. It's important that you share your feelings with your partner. Because if you don't, they're not a mind reader, right? But I'll tell you this much for free. If you continue breaking up with your partner to test them and they don't know why you're doing it and they think you're just a crazy person, and I mean that in the nicest way, if they think you're just like, you know, how long do you think they're going to put up with that? How long do you expect a guy to put up with a girl who constantly plays games with them? Even though you're not really playing games, are you? You really are. You're coming from a place of anxiety. You're coming from a place of insecurity. So girls, dig deep, go into that space, check yourself and say, oh my God, why am I doing this? Why do I feel the need? Is it something from your childhood? Did you have something? Did someone not show up for you? Did you feel neglected? Did you have a past relationship where you felt insecure all the time? Look, these are all, you know, go back and there's definitely something going on there, right? But you need to work on yourself before you can be in a relationship with someone always. Now, I'm not saying you have to work on yourself and be perfect because you know how I feel about that. You're never going to be perfect. You're never going to be perfect. You know, I used to say at the beginning of my coaching, and look, coaches need coaches and we learn too. The beginning when I started this, I used to say, no, you have to date. You have to take time off from dating and learn to be by yourself. And you have to do work on yourself and understand. Look, yes, you do. You need to definitely like learn who you are by yourself and like get to know who you are, but you're never going to be the perfect version of yourself after a divorce, right? You're always going to want to grow and change and evolve. So don't wait till forever to go date. Find someone who can grow and evolve and change with you. And I'm sticking to that. I actually heard another coach talking about, saying, God, you guys, if we waited forever to figure out, you know, to be the perfect version of ourselves, we never date again. And I loved that. I thought, I forgot the name of the coach too. I want to give him credit. Sean, oh, I love him. He's just so cute with the Sean. Someone will help me. I'll find it. I'll put it in the show notes. He's just smart and cute. And he said, like, well, when are we ever going to be the perfect version? I love to give people credit because no one gives me credit. So I'm giving you credit, Sean. I'm going to look it up. I'll put it in the show notes. Is he smart? He's on TikTok. I love him. Cutie patootie. So funny. Anywho, so that's that. So I'm going to leave. I'm not going to keep being, going perseverate about this because it's there. But follow me on Instagram. I've got some great stuff going on over there. I've got branding, new colors. They're all like cute and whatever and bright. But for some reason, for whatever reason, I don't know why you won't follow me if you're watching me and stalking me and y'all. And it's fine. It's fine. I'm not going to get all bent out of shape about it. But I am happy to be here. It's a Just Jen. It's a Friday. I'm not sure what you're doing this weekend, but do something fabulous for yourself. I'm going to start a new thing. I'm saying it here. I'm actually, she doesn't know this yet, but my friend Nikki Wellness is doing a new program. It's called NW365 or something like that. And I'm going to start eating healthy because I'm worried about my brain. I'm worried about my brain and, I want a healthy brain. I'm worried about Alzheimer's and I'm going to start eating foods that are brain healthy. I'm going to stop eating all this crap. I'm going to eat more vegetables and more Mediterranean type foods. And I'll check back with you next Friday and see if I make it. But I'm going to check out my friend Nikki's program and I'm going to see if I can do it. She's got all kinds of great, amazing stuff. And I think she's fabulous. Anyway, that's that little plug for Nikki. And that's it. So have a great weekend. Do something fabulous. Like I said before. And that's all I got for you. Peace, love, and truth. Have a wonderful day, y'all. Bye-bye. Hey, hey, thanks for listening to Doing Relationships Right. Don't forget, if you love the show, subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcast episodes. And grab my books, One Happy Divorce and Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda, on Amazon, Target.com, or my website, JenniferHurwitz.com. As usual, thanks for listening and see you next week. Peace, love, and truth.